The Crush 95.9 and 95.5. We are streaming at KRSH.com. You can hear I have in studio Ziggy the Wine Gal. Good morning.
I'm here. I'm warming up. There's heat in the studio. It's very nice.
She's so bundled up right now. I saw her walk in. I was like, I'm really sorry.
Well, it was 31 when I left Zigtown, 31 degrees. But you know what? I could be in like upper state New York and really cold. So,
or Michigan or other places. So yeah, comparatively speaking, it's not that bad.
And it's snowing in the oddest of places right now. Like Beaufort, North Carolina, on the coast and the Outer Banks, snowing in the Outer Banks.
Yeah, just in the South in general. I think I heard Tennessee or around Nashville, they're getting some snow.
Yeah. So shout out to all of my peeps in North Carolina. I know they tune in today for Wine Wednesday. So I hope you're keeping bundled up and warm and are ready to uncork some delicious wine that I'm going to talk about this morning. And a good morning to everyone. It is Wine Wednesday, in fact, and I'm your host, Ziggy the Wine Gal. Thank you for tuning in, and a big thanks to our sponsors for Wine Wednesday, Oliver's Markets. They have four fabulous locations, and there truly is nobody that supports local like Oliver's Markets and Willoughby's Wine and Spirits. They have two locations, Petaluma and downtown Santa Rosa. Well, January is always the month where I feature incredible wine finds. So I spend the year tasting thousands of wines. I used to say hundreds, but now we're into the thousands. Yep, that's true. Of wines so that I can find terrific deals to share with you all in January. You know, if you are on a budget in January, maybe you spent too much during the holidays and January, you like to keep a tighter budget. So these are really terrific wine finds that are not going to break the bank. And today I wanted to talk about a local winery that is making terrific wines. And they are making, of course, our wine of the week, but Trentadue Winery. I love Trentadue. Have you ever traveled up to Trentadue? You know, this is the time of year. If you live in wine country, and if you don't and you want to travel to wine country, this is the time to be here because it's nice and quiet and you can have the run of the tasting rooms and it's just such a luxury to be able to visit some of the wineries this time of year. So that said, Trentadue Winery is incredible. They were founded in 1959, so I guess that's 66 years old. And yes, I had to do that math ahead of time. But they have some vines at their winery in their vineyards that date back to 1886. So Trentadue Winery is located in the Alexander Valley in Sonoma County, and it's just a beautiful place to visit with beautiful vistas and views. Their winemaker, Miro, is the nicest guy. He's the kind of guy that you can just go up and talk to him and you feel so at home there. And he's just an incredible winemaker, really gifted. He wins gold medal after gold medal after gold medal. And Miro's been making some terrific wines. And while they do have some incredible, incredible estate wines, the wine that he's making that I'm featuring today is called OPR Red. So it stands for Old Patch Red. And this is a red wine blend, 2022 vintage, and he's getting the fruit from Lodi. And for those of you that tune into Wine Wednesday on a regular basis, you know my love affair with Lodi is forevermore. Like, I love, love Lodi. And so I was excited to try this wine and tried some last summer. As a matter of fact, last June, I looked through my tasting notes and fell in love with this blend. It's Zinfandel, Petite Sirah, and Carignan. And it's kind of a Rhone-ish kind of vibe on the palate, Rhone-style-ish blend. It's very juicy, very spicy, succulent, and sassy. And quite frankly, to describe it the best way I know how, it's a glass of deliciousness. It kind of reminds me of Goat's Head Soup and the Rolling Stones, like listening to that album. And I'm like having a glass of this wine going, oh my God, this is delicious. And it's just a rock star wine. And it's like so perfect for wintertime. And it's a steal of a deal. Recently, I was kind of craving Sloppy Joe's. Try to remember the last time I had a Sloppy Joe. Like, don't hate on the Sloppy Joe. I love Sloppy Joe's. This wine would be great with Sloppy Joe's, great with chili, if you're having burgers, pasta bolognese, and it's delicious. So normally this wine is like $20 a bottle, which even at that price, hello, steal of a deal. But I have found it from, get this, $11.99 to $14.99 at various retailers. So that incredible steal of a deal now is yours to grab. And it is readily available at a lot of our fine wine shops and grocery stores like Oliver's. And Oliver's has it on sale this week. Coincidentally, I opened up the paper this morning. I'm like, really? Wow. All right. I love it when I'm just in the zig zone for these kind of things, operating on that frequency. But they also make an OPR white or Old Patch Red or Old Patch Red White. So the cool thing about the white wine blend, it's equally as delicious and equally as affordable if you want to get a white wine blend. But I thought since we talked about that killer Sauvignon Blanc last week as our wine of the week, I would feature a red wine this week. So we're talking about the wine of the week, the 2022 vintage OPR Red from Lodi. That stands for Old Patch Red. It's a blend of Zinfandel, Petite Sirah, Carignan, and it's just juicy and delicious. And I love Miro, the winemaker, and I love going to visit Trentadue. And it's just one of those places that when you cruise by and you pull in, it's just so picturesque and so beautiful. They have these wonderful arbors that you can sit under outside on a day like today, maybe inside, although it's supposed to warm up later today. But again, they also make a white wine blend, which is delicious. But this OPR Red, you can find it around town for $11.99 to $14.99, normally $20, and it is, in fact, a steal of a deal. Well, that is my wine of the week and my incredible January wine find. I want to remind everybody that it is time to get up and get out and to visit the tasting rooms and to have some crab. Before we went live on Wine Wednesday this morning, I was talking about to Mendy about all the crab feeds that are happening. And this Friday, if you want to cruise to the coast, the Tides Wharf restaurant is having a crab feed that includes, of course, your Dungeness crab that they catch right there. And you get the clam chowder and pasta and green salad and French bread. And it's like about $100 per person, $99.95, give or take a nickel. And you can make your own reservation, which is cool. But what's really going to be fun, also, if you want to just hang out in Bodega Bay all weekend, Saturday, Bodega Bay is having their Chowder Fest. And this is one of my favorite events to go to all year. You go from restaurant to restaurant, you know, cruising through Bodega Bay area, and you get to have a little taste of chowder and then vote on which one is your favorite. And it's only $30 per person. But it's so fun to sample all the various chowders at all the restaurants in the area. That happens from 10 to 3. But here's the thing. You have to get your tickets ahead of time because it always sells out. So if you want to get hip to Chowderfest tickets, you can send me an email and I will give you the information to get your tickets. Ziggy@krsh.com. And I'm going to be in the city this Saturday for a crab feed at my alma mater, Sacred Heart Cathedral. I'm very excited to be going to that crab feed this Saturday. And I look forward to sharing another really incredible wine find with you next Wednesday for Wine Wednesday. And I don't know, maybe January is my favorite month. I love doing the homework for January all year and then to be able to share all these incredible wine finds with you. And I hope you stay warm today and have a fabulous Wine Wednesday. Cheers.